Thursday the 25th of March, Yud Nissan, Rabbi Yitzchok Mordechai Chizik, Mimochas HaShabbos, Pesach and the Essence of Shabbos.
The Gemara Menachos, Tamachay, says, from the 8th of Nissan till after Pesach, one nothing fast. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says why? Because that was a time when they had a debate with the Tzedokim, the Baitusim, the Gemara calls him. The Tzedokim said that Sfaratam Lachem, Mimochas HaShabbos, you should start counting the Omer from day after Shabbos, means Shabbos literally, and they always started counting from Shabbos. Chazal had a big debate with the Tzedokim about this matter. During this period, they actually beat the Tzedokim, they won them over, and there was a Yom Tov, the Gemara says, and that you can't fast from the 8th of Nisan. It seems there was a very big controversy, a big point of debate between the Tzedokim and Chazal. Furthermore, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chof Beis says, that the Tzedokim went a step further after that. They actually messed around with the calendar, and messed around with the Kiddush HaChodesh. After they agreed to Chazal that you have to count it from that you have to count it from Pesach and not from Shabbos, they decided to try and make Pesach always land on Shabbos. They came along with evidence, testimony about the new moon, in order to make sure that Pesach fell on Shabbos, in order that they should work out still that you're counting Bimochras or Shabbos, you count the day after Shabbos. Seems they weren't very happy with agreeing to Chazal that Shabbos and Torah means Pesach. And we know from Chazal that Shabbos Torah means Pesach, and the question is, don't always ask this question, because sometimes we're afraid to ask it, but why? Why did the Torah put its foot in it? Why did the Torah write, Sfarat Anachem Rochsa Shabbos, also the Torah talks about bringing the Omer, the Torah says, V'heinim Sa'im Lefnei HaShabbos, Lefnei HaShem, Yimochras HaShabbos, the Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. Why did the Torah put its foot in it, and call Pesach Shabbos, when Pesach is Pesach? What for? Just to give them a Pesachim Peh, to give the Tzedokim by Tussim something to fight about. So I want to focus today on some ideas from the Meshech Chochmah. The truth is, we should have named this topic Mochras HaShabbos, Pesach, and the Essence of Shabbos through the eyes of the Meshech Chochmah. It would have been a bit too long to put on the paper, so it's about the Meshech Chochmah. What is the Meshech Chochmah? The Meshech Chochmah is a Pirush al HaTorah, and if someone goes through the Meshech Chochmah, you can see his style is all-encompassing. He has the lomdus of the Briska lomdus. He has the halacha of the Chofetz Chaim. He has the machshava of Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. He finds it all in the Tzukim. We're going to see today what he brings out of from the Torah, what he brings out from things that Chazal speak about. They don't always find a source and a makor in the Torah. The Meshech Chochmah is amazing at finding it and explaining it and understanding, giving a deeper understanding to what's going on. In fact, at some point in his commentary, he's known for being quite prophetic. The Meshech Chochmah was nifted in 1933, and he, in about 1920s when he wrote it, he foresaw the whole Second World War. He writes about the whole piece about how the Jews in Germany are Yachshoy ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. They think that Berlin is Jerusalem, and woe will be unto us one day. And this is long before the Holocaust happened. The Meshech Chochmah was very prophetic. Just a short story about the Meshech Chochmah. Who was the Meshech Chochmah? He was Ramea Simcha, Hakohen, from Davinsk. He lived in Davinsk. And there was a time when Davinsk it was a village which was next to a very, very large river. A large river which in the winter would often threaten to overflow its banks. And the town people built defences to cover themselves. But one year, the rainwater was very, very high. The rainwater was there was a large amount of rainfall, and there was a big danger of the city being overflowed. They called Ramea Simcha. He came along, and they say, people, there's some eyewitnesses, there's testimony from the eyewitnesses who were there, and they said that there was centimeters from where the top of the water was to where the banks were, to where the top of the wall was. It was a matter of time before the water would come in and flow, and the whole village would be destroyed. And Ramea Simcha stood there, and he said, Sorei Shalyon, he said, Malach of the Yam, I decree that you should go down. I decree that you have to obey me and leave. The Yam didn't, nothing happened. He says, Sorei Shalyon, I am the Mor de Asra. I am the rogue of the town. I decree that you should go down. There's testimony for this, for people who saw this. Didn't budge. Finally he said, Sora Shalyam, if you don't go down, I will put you in Cherub. And they say the Yam went down. From that point the Yam went down. The respect he gained from that, through, even through the going in that story, was unbelievable. There's something else very interesting. There was an elderly Yid in Tel Aviv, after the Second World War, who used to live, as a young boy, used to live in Davinsk, before the Second World War. And he knew the Meir, he knew the Mesh Chachma. He used to send him letters, every so often, he used to write him letters. And after the Second World War, after Rav Simcha passed away, this elderly gentleman met a Rav in Yerushalayim. He said, I've got a letter from Meir Simcha. One of the tshuvas he wrote to me, one of the Shai's tshuvas he wrote to me. And I can't understand how he signed off. I can't understand the way he's talking. So show it to me. He signs off, after the tshuva, he signs off, HaChosem, Kishmul Ukarabonon. Signing off, like Shmuel and Rabbonon. He said, my question has no relevance to not Shmuel, not Rabbonon. I'm not sure what he wants of it. So this Rav in Yerushalayim thought about it, Rav Simcha, someone's a deep person, obviously he's got a meaning over here. He realized after a while, there's only one place in Shas where Shmuel argues with Rabbonon. Shmuel normally always argues with either Rav or Rav Yechanan, never argues with Rabbonon. One place in Shas where Shmuel argues with Rabbonon. What's this place in Shas? Gemara Brochas, where Shmuel and Rabbonon argue as to what the broch of Krishma is. Is the broch of Krishma, do we say Ahav Rabbo, or do we say Ahav Asoilom? We have different hagim today. The Rav Simcha was writing to him very eloquently, meaning, I love you with Ahav Rabbon, I love you with Ahav Asoilom. Just in his mundane speech, he just quoted Gemara, Shmuel Rabbonon, knowing that this is the only Bekoyin Shas, he expected people to know that. It's just a little eye-opener to who Rav Simcha was. Now Rav Simcha actually, in fact, in the Meshech Chochma, talks about the concept of Shabbos and Pesach in seven different places. We don't have time for all of it today, but we're going to collect out of it the main fundamentals of what he sees, why the Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. So let's start with a proof. Let's start with some evidence. How do Chazal know that Shabbos means Pesach? How do we know that counting the Omer and doing the Omer is day after Pesach? How do we know this? So Meir Simcha says, amazing idea. The Pasuk says by Shavuos, Ukrosem lochem be'etzem hayom hazeh. Ukrosem be'etzem hayom hazeh mikro kodesh. You shall call for yourself on this day, on the etzem of this day, on the essence of the day, mikro kodesh yalochem, kom alech zamayom hazeh. Interesting word, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Meir Simcha says, we find this word be'etzem hayom hazeh by Yom Kippur as well. Gemara in Yuma learns out, what do we see from Be'etzem Yom Hazeh? That Tosfos Yom Kippur, if you add on to Yom Kippur, it's not Osem in HaTorah. If you add on to Yom Kippur, extra time, Yechoy L'Hakodesh, from the weekdays onto Shabbos, the fasting that you do, the Yom Tov that you have to keep, the Yom Kippur, is not Yisrael, it's Midabonim, on that day. Such a Meir, the Gemara doesn't talk about this by Shavuos, but similarly we can compare that to Shavuos as well, let's say, that Be'etzem Yom Hazeh is teaching us that if you're Moisef, if you add on from the weekday onto Yom Tov, it's not Osem in HaTorah, it's only Midrabanon, it's actually Machloek, it's Rambam and other Shittas, but the Meir Simcha says, the Pesach is Mashma, we have Etzem Eim Hazeh, that on the essence of the day, and if you add on to the day, it's not Min HaTorah, it's not Doraisa. So the Meir Simcha, why did the Torah write it by Shavuos, out of all other Yom Tov? Why by Shavuos? Pesach, Sukkot, why Shavuos? So the Meir Simcha, it's obvious. Because the Torah is trying to teach us that Shavuos can land during the week. Because the Shavuos, according to the Tzedekim, Shavuos always ended up on Sunday. That's what happened. If they started counting the Omer from Sunday, Shavuos always ended up on Sunday. According to the Tzedekim, if Shavuos ended up on Sunday, every Tosefes of Shavuos is automatically Osem in HaTorah because it's always Shabbos. Every time you add on to Shavuos, it will always be Shabbos because Shabbos precedes Shavuos. The Torah deliberately writes Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Shavuos to teach us that Tosefes of Yom Tov, all Yom Tov happens to be. But deliberately by Shavuos to show us that the Sefer Yom Tov is not Min HaTorah, that comes to show us that Shavuos can be chal during the weekdays. In which case, that goes to prove backwards that you have that started to count on Omer cannot necessarily be from Shabbos. It has to be from whenever Pesach falls, which can be during the week. That's one of the proofs that Rav Meir Simcha brings. In another place, Rav Meir Simcha brings also an equally brilliant proof. It's interesting. The Torah talks about Shavuos in about five or six different places. In some places, the Torah refers to it as Ubiyoim HaBikurim, the day of Bikurim. In other places, the Torah calls it Chag HaShavuos, or Chag HaKotze. But the Torah doesn't always call it Chag. Where? In Pinchas and in Emor, the Torah refers to it as Ubiyoim HaBikurim. And in Mishpatim, Kisisa, and Re'eh, The Torah refers to it as Chag, Chag HaKotze, Chag HaShavuos. Why is that? So don't make a simcha. If you look carefully at the Parshias, there's a difference between the Parshias of Pinchas and Emor and the other three Parshias. The Parshias of Pinchas and Emor don't talk about the Korbanos at all. They talk about Korbanos in Emor and Pinchas. The other Parshias don't talk about the Korbanos, they just talk about the Yom Tov itself. Says Rami Simcha, in the parsha of Korbanos, the Torah does not call it Chag. In the other parshas where the Torah doesn't discuss Korbanos, the Torah does call it Chag. Why is that? Why is a Chag called a Chag? Gemara says Chag is Hashem Korb Chagiga. Because the Korb Chagiga that was brought. Says Rami Simcha, Shavuos is different to Pesach and Sukkos. Shavuos is only one day. If Shavuos lands up to be on Shabbos, and you can't actually, the Gemara says, you can't actually bring the Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, you have to bring it the next day. Pesach and Sukkos, you can always bring it on Yom Tov, you're always safe, because whenever the first day Pesach lands, even if it lands on Shabbos, you can always bring the Korban Chagiga on the Yom Tov, you're not bringing it after the Yom Tov. Pesach and Sukkos is always called Chag, because you're always safe for the Chagiga. Chagiga is always going to be, it's always going to count on the Yom Tov, it's not going to land after the Yom Tov. Shavuos, however, says the Mesh Chachma, when the Torah is talking about the Korbanos, the Torah can't say Chag. Because it's not necessarily always a Chag. Because sometimes Shavuos can land on Shabbos. And if it lands on Shabbos, the Korban Chagiga is brought after Shabbos. After Yom Tov, in fact. It's not the Yom Tov anymore. It's just a Tashlumin. It's just a compensatory thing. And therefore the Torah doesn't call it Chag. In the other parashiyas, where the Torah doesn't talk about the Korbanos, they want to discuss the Korbanos, then it's safe to call Shavuos Chag. Another brilliant proof. Shavuos can land on Shabbos. Again, goes to show Tzedekim are wrong. According to Tzedekim, Shavuos always land on Sunday. It can never land on Shabbos. According to Tzedekim, it would make no sense to explain the inconsistency between why the Torah would sometimes refer to Shavuos as Chag, and sometimes refer to it as a Yoim. According to Tzedekim, Shavuos never fell on Shabbos, always fell on Sunday, and therefore Shavuos could always safely be called a Chag, because the Chagiga would always be brought on the Sunday. Those are two brilliant proofs as to evidence as to why, how we know that Shabbos in the Torah by Shavuos is not referring to Shabbos, it actually means Pesach. But now comes the big question, why? Why did the Torah call Shabbos Pesach? Obviously, there's something Shabbosic, there's something about Shabbos which we see in Pesach. So we're going to start with saying some differences between, we have to first understand what's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and then we can understand how Pesach, out of all the Moedim, out of all the Yom Tovim, is the most similar to Shabbos.
Very interesting.
By Pesach, we find the Torah uses the word Shmira at least three or four times.
As opposed to the other Yom Tovim,
by Sukkot it says, Chag HaSukkot is Ta'aseh Lecha, we shall do for you. It's an Asiyah, it's an Asay. By Pesach it says, Shmartem es Avoid HaZois, Shmartem es Adovar HaZeh, from Shemoy is twice, Chag HaMatzah is Tishmoy, Shmoy is Chodesh HaOviv, the word Shmira many times. Chazal say, the word Shmira comes to tell us it's a negative, like a negative commandment. Shmira is almost like a loisa say. By Shabbos also we find the concept of Shmira. We find Shmira many times. Shom Rav Neis Rosh Shabbos, Achet Shabbos Yisrael Tishmoiru. And as I said, Chazal say Loshon Shmira is a loisa say. It is a love. Says Mesh Chochma, it goes even deeper than that. Women on Mitzvah on two mitzvahs assays. By Shabbos and by Pesach, we never find the mitzvah. The mitzvah, women are commanded on Kiddush. They rise, so women are mitzvah on Kiddush. Gemara learns it out from somewhere. And they're also mitzvah in Matzah. Even though both these mitzvahs are mitzvahs asay, Shazman Groma, the mitzvah asay, Kiddush is mitzvah Shazman Groma, and so is Matzah. Why isn't the women on mitzvah? So the Gemara learns it out, and the Shachar says the depth to the understanding as to why women are mitzvah is because the way the Torah, the style of the mitzvah, it might be in asay. Might be a positive commandment. But because the Torah wrote Shmira so many times, the Torah wrote by Shabbos and by Pesach the concept of Shmira, guard, 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 Shmira is like a lois asei, and the lois asei carries over to the asei, so much so that the asei of Matzah, of Pesach, and the asei of Shabbos are both lois asei style aseis. Because the Torah, you see the Torah, is marred by the Lashon of Shmira. Whereas by Sukkos and by Shavuos, we don't find this concept, we find always the Lashon of Ta'aseh, you shall do, we don't find the concept of Shomer by Shavuos. So we already see a comparison between Pesach and Shabbos over Shavuos Sukkot. Why is that? Why has Pesach got this concept? Why is Pesach? Why is Torah talk about Shmira about Pesach? So the obvious thing is, Chazal say that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, There was almost no differentiation between the Jews and the non-Jews. Halalo im davo dezara, halalo im davo dezara. It was goy bekerav goy. Almost couldn't differentiate between the Yidden and the goy. Nevertheless, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Chazal say because they kept the identity. Leshinu shmom, leshinu mamusha. I mean, they may have stooped to the 49th level of Tumah. They may have gone down to the depths. But at the same time, the Jewish identity, they kept their names, they kept the clothes, they kept the way they spoke, and there was something to differentiate between the Jews and the non-Jews. It was this level of shmira, if you like, this level of identity preserving, which in fact was our schus, was our merit to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Because of that, says the Meshech Chochmah, that's why on Pesach we have this concept of shmira. It's Pesach's a time when it's Yodat, Chometz, Bali Roe, it's a time more than any other Yom Tov where you feel you have to guard for weeks before preparing it. Unlike any other Yom Tov, this Pesach has this unbelievable amount of Shmira which we have to do because of the Shmira. We may not have kept the mitzvahs, but we were Shomer ourselves, we kept our identity, we guarded ourselves from assimilation, and that's why we were Zeicher to Zeicher. That's one concept, one idea we can see. How Pesach is compared to Shabbos, and why the Torah refers to Pesach as Svartam Lechemim Rochas Shabbos, when because out of all the Yom Tovim, Pesach is the most similar to Shabbos in this concept of Shmira, this concept of guarding. That's just one idea. But there's another idea as well. Another two ideas. There's two types of mitzvahs. Two types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs which connect Klal Yisrael to each other, like Gemilas Chasodim, Trumas Maestros, mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael do to each other. And there's mitzvahs which connect us to Hashem. Don't connect us to each other directly. But if you imagine Hashem, if you imagine the Jewish people and Hashem as a big electricity circuit board, we're always eventually connected. We're either connected directly to the source, to the Eibishter, and therefore to each other, or we're connected sometimes directly to each other, to the other points on the circuit board. Shabbos and Yom Tov can be defined in these two ways. Shabbos, if you look at the mitzvahs, look at the style of Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't carry. You can't walk too far. You can't cook. It's a time when a person is meant to be between him and Hashem. It's a time for a person to be connected to Hashem, to learn Torah. It's not a time for the Jewish people to connect with one another. In fact, it's not such a user-friendly time. You can't go out, you can't go too far, you can't carry too far, you can't do this. You're more limited on Shabbos than you are on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, however, you can cook. Not only can cook, the Gemara says you can cook even more than you need, because maybe guests might come, hur the chazil oichim, guests might come. It's a time we want guests to come. You can go outside, you can carry, you can walk further. Yom Tov is a time when, it's a chim oil regal, it's a time when there's a connection point between Klal Yisrael, between the Jewish people, not necessarily dafka directly through Hashem. Pesach, out of all the Moedim, is a Yom Tov which is like Shabbos. What does it say in Mitzrayim? Hashem says, "Va'atem lo seitzu ish lePesach beisi adoikin." No one go outside your house. Can you imagine what's fine? What's happening? Every single house there was a firstborn. Every single Goyish house, Egyptian house, was a firstborn being killed, dying. And the Jewish people were celebrated Korban Pesach. It was the first time. It was the coming together as a nation. What happened? Everyone celebrated it separately. Chaburas separately. You mustn't. You have a Korban Pesach. You can't enlist in someone else. You have to keep to your own chabura. You can't go somewhere else. You can't eat somewhere else. You have to decide beforehand where you're going to be. It's like in cook. It's like Mishatarach Be'er Shabbos Yechol B'Shabbos. It's almost like you have to prepare beforehand, and only when you prepare beforehand can you have on Pesach. Pesach is like Shabbos because there was no nation yet. There was no nation yet. This was the time they were coming together as a nation, but they were just starting. We were just finding our feet. And in Mitzrayim, it was the only connection that Klal Yisrael had together was the fact that they were serving the same Hashem, they were all doing the same Korban Pesach, the same sacrifices, but at the same time, there was no togetherness, there was no collective Klal Yisrael together. That's why, says the Meshech Chochmah, again, the Torah refers to Shabbos, refers to Pesach as Shabbos, because Pesach is Shabbos. Out of all the Yom Tovim, Pesach is similar to Shabbos in that the connection point between Klal Yisrael is not directly through one another. It's only through Hashem, through our serving of Hashem, we're all doing the same thing, our common denominator, that's how we're connected to each other. But we weren't directly connected to each other. In fact, for the Meshech Chochmah, that's the idea of Svartam Lachem, Mimachos HaShabbos, until Shavuos. Ad, Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvias, till Shavuos. Because if you think about it, Shavuos is a time when we were a nation already, we received the Torah, and it's a regular Yom Tov in that the Klal Yisrael are connected Zeh lo Zeh and not dafka through Hashem. So the point of the Omer is to take ourselves away from Pesach. Take ourselves away from Pesach when we weren't connected, when the two people were not connected to each other directly. Only connected through the fact that we served one Hashem. Take ourselves away from that, away from the Shabbos part of Pesach, and bring yourselves to a level through the Omer, through the 49 days, where you can be on a level through Shavuos and be a nation, and be one nation, and be connected with Kusharim Zelozeh. That's why the Torah deliberately, by Pesach and Shavuos, calls Pesach Shabbos. Tell us that Pesach is like Shabbos, and you've got to get away from that. You've got to come away from this concept of only being connected to each other via me. You've got to become one nation, one people. The third idea, that the Meshavachim says in a different place, says there's another difference between Shabbos and Pesach. Another deep difference between Shabbos and Pesach. Between Shabbos and the other Moedim. And Pesach will be like Shabbos. That all the Moedim are celebrations, are remembrances, are reliving the connection the Jewish people had to Hashem in whatever specific way. Pesach, that came out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos, in that we speak to the Torah. Sukkot, among the Kovod. All the various different things that the Jewish people as a nation receive from Hashem. Are the non-Jews, are the Goyim shayach at all to Yom Tovim? No shayach at all, because they have nothing to do with them. They weren't part of anything, any historical significance as to what the Yom Tovim is attached to, and therefore there's no reason why a Goy should keep Pesach. Shabbos, however, is very different. Shabbos has nothing to do with us as a Jewish people. What is Shabbos celebrating? Shabbos celebrates the fact that Hashem made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. It's a testimony to the fact that Hashem created the world. Nothing to do necessarily with us as a Jewish people. It could, theoretically, be given to non-Jews as well. I mean, halacha is a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But theoretically, it doesn't necessarily have more to do with us as a Jewish people than it has to do with the Goyim. It's about Hashem. It's about Hashem creating the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh day. Nevertheless, Hashem gave us Shabbos as a matona. In fact, the Gemara says that Shabbos is a matona. Matona toiva yeshli bebeis oitzorai bebeis ganoza. I have a nice matona. Hashem says, I'm going to give it to Klal Yisrael. It's a present. It's not something that we have right to. It's not something that is about us necessarily as a nation. We have Hashem has given us a present, a right to celebrate the fact that He created the world in 6 days. We are the testimony bearers. We are the evidence givers. We are the people who carry the flag. But it doesn't necessarily belong to us, and therefore it's a present from Hashem. The Shulchan goes a step further. He says that's why Shabbos is fixed. Shabbos is fixed. It's always the seventh day of the week. Yom Tov depends on us. Depends on Kiddush HaKodesh. Depends on the times of Sanhedrin. Yom Tov may fall on the same day, because depending on when they saw the new moon, depending on when the Chodesh started, depend on that as to when Yom Tov fell. It depends on us, Klal Yisrael, to be koveh the Yom Tov, because we are the ones that are in charge of the Yom Tov. We are the ones that have to do with the Yom Tov, because it's our relationship with Hashem. Shabbos, we're just guests over here to keep Shabbos. We have a present from Hashem to keep Shabbos, but we're not in charge of the Shabbos. We don't have any rights over the Shabbos, and therefore we can't dictate where Shabbos is. Shabbos is fixed. It's about the creation, and that's why it's always the seventh day. Yom Tov, because it's about our relationship with Hashem, therefore we have more right and more of a say in the matter, and therefore we can dictate when Yom Tov can fall. Not only that, that's why also we can cook on Yom Tov. Another reason we cook on Yom Tov, because on Shabbos not. Shabbos is kodosh from Hashem. Klal Yisrael, also kodosh from Hashem. So we have no more right over Shabbos to say that we can cook for ourselves, because Shabbos is a holy thing, an untouchable thing. Yom Tov, we say in Tefillah, Hashem is mekadosh Yisrael and Vahazmanim, because we say Yisrael first, because Hashem is mekadosh us, and we are mekadosh Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim only become kodosh through us. We dictate when the Chodesh is, we dictate when the Yom Tov is Chal, and therefore we are sort of in charge of the Yom Tov, because it's about our relationship with Hashem. It's about, we have a connection over here. And therefore, if we have to cook for ourselves, we're allowed to. Yom Tov is only kodesh through us, as much as we need to cook for ourselves, now to cook. Yom Tov is we have more of a say in Yom Tov. Obviously understood, Pesach, out of all the Yom Tovim, is the most Shabbostic out of all the Yom Tovim. If you think about it, Shavuos and Sukkos, Klal Yisrael had the equal role in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Shavuos, for example, there was Matan Torah. We said Na'aseh v'Nishma. We separated ourselves for 3 days before the Torah was given. Separated ourselves from, we were mafresh ourselves, and because of our equal relationship with Hashem, therefore we have something to do with this Yom Tov. We have something, we have a say over the Yom Tov. Pesach was not so. It's Pesach was all about Hashem coming to take us out with our potential. As I said before, Kaddish Israel went to the lowest levels. It was only due to the fact that they didn't assimilate totally, they kept their identity, that they managed to come out of Mitzrayim. But essentially, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem HaOsid. Took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem, what we were going to be. At the time, we weren't worthy. It was a one-way relationship, so to speak, from Hashem. Hashem at that time came to us and trusted us for the future and therefore took us out of Mitzrayim. So out of all the Yom Tovim, Pesach is the Yom Tov where it's a one-way relationship between Hashem and us. Hashem had full trust in us. We didn't yet earn it. We didn't yet earn the right to be considered Am Hashem, and only later on through Shavuot and Sukkot. And again, that's the concept over here that the Torah is trying to write. U'sfartem lachem imochras haShabbos. You shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos. Again, why is Torah calling Pesach Shabbos? Because Hashem is trying to tell us. Pesach is like Shabbos. It's a present to you. I trusted you, I had faith in you, Hashem HaOsid, for the future, what you were going to become. But at the time, Klal Yisrael, you were not an equal partner in this relationship that we were trying to build. And you should calm yourselves away from that. You have to use the Omer to move away from this Shabbos thing apart Pesach. You've got to make Pesach into Pesach. And you've got to come, make yourselves ready to Shavuos, and then Shavuos you will be a proper Am Hashem, a partner in this relationship, in this friendship that I have with you. Those are the three concepts that the Meshech Chochma says about the differences between the Moyadim and between Shabbos, and to explain also why Pesach is like Shabbos. What's very interesting is, this I saw from Rabbi Kuperman, who has a sefer on the Meshech Chochma. He says, you find in Chazal, many times, when they actually compare Masiach Lefitumoy in the Gemara, just, by the way, the Gemara seems to compare Pesach to Shabbos. For example, Gemara Megillah says, Haman said to Paroi, Haman said to Achshverosh, sorry, that Ve'estose ha-melech eno moises. They do not do the laws of the king, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Haman was saying that they're always busy. Shabbos hayoyim, Pesach hayoyim. They're always saying that the Jews are never available for us, either Shabbos or Pesach, and therefore we can't work with them. Why Shabbos and Pesach? Again, the Gemara brings Shabbos and Pesach just... Could have brought Shabbos and Shavuot, could have brought Shabbos and Sukkot. Shabbos and Pesach, the Gemara brings. One Gemara. Gemara Pesachim Pehei, it's a Mishnah. Gemara says, all the halachas you mustn't do on Pesach, it says, HaPesach in an echal ela balayla, in an echal ela ad chatzois, in an echal ela lmluyov. All these different halachas of Pesach, but the Mishnah lists it in a negative way. You can't do it only such a way. You can't do it only such a way. Why does the Mishnah say Pesach can be done only in lmluyov? It has to be done as follows. Why in a negative way? According to the Meshech Chochma, it's understood. Because the whole concept of Pesach is Shmirah. That was the first thing we spoke about. The whole concept of Pesach, as opposed to Sukkot, as opposed to Shavuos, where there it says, Chag HaSukkot is Ta'aseh L'chol, Pesach is about Shmirah, it's about Meisah Seis, and that's why Noshim Mechuy B'Matzah, and that's why the Mishnah eloquently puts down the whole halachos of Pesach, and puts it down in a negative Meisah Seis way. What's even more interesting, this is an unbelievable thing. By all the Yom Tovim, the Torah writes, you shall not do meleches avoda, because meleches avoda means you mustn't do work for the sake of work, but work for the sake of hanor, l'moshel ochel nefesh, working, cooking that you can do. Meleches avoda means, as opposed to meleches hanor, which is beneficial to you. By Pesach, the Torah writes, kol melocha loisasu, ach ochel ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do. Torah says you mustn't do all work, doesn't say melechas avodah, but oichel nefesh you can do. And the Rishonim commentators ask, why is that so? Why does the Torah write it differently by Pesach than by other Yom Tovim? Why doesn't Torah write just kol melechas avodah loisasu? Why does it write kol melacha loisasu? You can't do any work, but for oichel nefesh you're allowed to cook for that. This is Rabbi Kuperman, according to Meshech Chochma, it's very understandable. Because Pesach is not a Yom Tov. It's really a Shabbos minus. It really starts at the level of Shabbos. It really should be a Shabbos. It really, essentially, it should even be also for Eichel Nefesh. You shouldn't be allowed to do any Eichel Nefesh. It's so much like Shabbos, you shouldn't even be allowed to cook, you should have all the dinim of Shabbos. The Torah gave a special heter, Achashi Ochel Eichel Nefesh, that Pesach is comparable to the Moyadim. But essentially, Pesach comes, its essence is like Shabbos. It happens to be, the Torah made it and said, it will be a Yom Tov like Shavuos. Another interesting thing, Gemara Pesachim Daf Pei says that you're not allowed to take out bones or meat from the Korban Pesach, you mustn't take out mechabura lechabura. You mustn't take out pieces from Korban Pesach, bosal lechabura lechabura. You have to keep it within the same chabura. Gemara says that the chitzor that you're not allowed to do, if you do it, you only chay if you do hanocha, like on Shabbos. Gemara says if you take chitzor, someone's in one chabura in one house and he picks up his meat and he puts it down in another house, only if he does a hanocha, a kira hanocha like Shabbos, is he chay. Gemara says why? Because chitzor kisiv beik Shabbos. And the commentators are very, very, very discussion this and understanding. What's the connection between the Hitzor of Boso of Korban Pesach to the Hitzor of Shabbos, Akira, and Ocha? What's the Shaykhness? According to this, says Rabbi Kupferman, you can understand it very good. Because Pesach is like Shabbos, therefore the Hitzor that the Gemara could perceive by Korban Pesach comparable to Shabbos. Good job.